Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods. 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump's criminal trial continuing in New York this morning with a hearing on whether the former president should be held in contempt for violating the court's gag order, as prosecutors allege he has done at least 10 times so far. With Trump sitting in court, President Biden is headed to Florida to campaign on the issue of abortion.
Now down in Tampa today, the president will hold his first major campaign event on the issue 1 week before the state of Florida is set to ban abortion after 6 weeks, before most women even know they are pregnant. With exceptions, of course, for rape, incest, and the life of the mother.
That's ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce. More than 100 arrests were made overnight as police dismantled a pro-Palestinian encampment on the campus of NYU. That follows days of protests there and on other college campuses. The Senate is returning to Washington today to vote on the $95 billion foreign aid package. It's already passed the House. It'll send money to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan, and will decide on the future ownership of TikTok. This is ABC News. Some states are now trying to pull the legal equivalent of an Uno reverse card on the rising tide of book bans by working to ban the ban.
Washington and Maryland prohibited book bans this year. Illinois last year. Minnesota's seeking to do so. Over 4,000 books were targeted last year, says the American Library Association, about double from the year before. Restrictions in some states have increased so much that librarians and administrators fear crippling lawsuits, hefty fines, and even imprisonment.
ABC's Chuck Sievertson. Medical information for a lot of people now in the hands of hackers. The country's largest health insurer, United Health Group, says patient data was stolen during a cyber attack earlier this year. And it appears that women may be better off if they're treated by women doctors. Research from the University of Tokyo shows the mortality rate for women is slightly lower when their doctor is also a woman. The researchers say female doctors tend to spend more time with their patients. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
At Redmond Realty Group, we redefine real estate excellence. Collaborating closely with you, we craft tailored marketing campaigns that transcend expectations. Our strategic investments span local and out-of-state markets, leveraging both traditional and digital avenues. Pioneers in the Northwoods, we can showcase your properties with professional photography, drone imagery, and groundbreaking 3D scans. Stay ahead with innovation. Choose Redmond Realty Group, where your unique needs drive our commitment to redefine the future of real estate. Elevate your property experience with Redmond Realty Group today.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We are here for you and your family, here for the community, planning for the future, and here for good. Because that's how it should be among people who care for one another. And that's what keeps driving us forward at Aspirus. Good people with good hearts, delivering great care. Care that will keep getting better as we grow and thrive together. Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
The Dan and Holly Vernick family is a long-standing Logger United booster sponsor and wishes the Phillips Logger sports teams much success in their season.
Whether you own a local business or a global one, you know that these days, generating growth is a challenge. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll not just stay ahead of the curve, you'll move it. With access to experts, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter, locally and globally. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Copyright 2024 Bank of America N.A.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is getting $124 million from the federal government to help people put solar panels on their homes. The money comes from the Inflation Reduction Act. It's part of $7 billion in grants for solar installations announced by President Biden. The money is going to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and the Midwest Tribal Energy Resources Association. Vice President Kamala Harris in Wisconsin Monday reminding voters in La Crosse what's at stake for reproductive rights in November.
One does not have to abandon their faith or deeply held beliefs to agree the government should not be telling her what to do with her body.
On the other hand, Donald Trump has recently said abortion is a state issue. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media. In need of help with your business planning or finding entrepreneurial resources for your business? Free resources are available through the AADC office in Butternut. The office is open the second Monday of every month from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Call the Butternut Village Hall with any questions at 715-769-3113. That is 715-769-3113.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The Brewers let one slip away. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers losing in Pittsburgh 4-2. The Brewers starter Joe Ross had pitched to 79 pitches, holding the Pirates to one run. But manager Pat Murphy pulled him in the sixth inning. Murphy asked, should he have kept him in a little longer?
No. It's always what's best for the pitcher. Squeezing more out of somebody this early in the season isn't what we like to do.
The Brewers starters have pitched the fewest amount of innings so far this year in Major League Baseball. NBA Game 2 of the Bucks and the Pacers playoff series is tonight. Milwaukee won Game 1, 109-94 Sunday night. The NFL draft is this Thursday night. Brian Gutekunst asks if the draft board is ready yet in the Packers war room.
Really, through this past weekend, we kind of got to a point where we feel really good about where it's at. And we'll probably have one more meeting this evening and lock it up really till Thursday.
That's Packers General Manager Brian Gutekunst. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Here's your Price County Senior Dining menu for tomorrow, the 24th of April. Please get those orders in by 1:30 today, so they'll be all set for you tomorrow. Beef stew with biscuit tomorrow. Stewed veggies, a little coleslaw, and some fruit with that, too. Phillips, Park Falls, Ogama, Ken, and Brantwood. That's where Price County Senior Dining sites are located. Give them a call. Any questions or to order your meal at 715-339-2158.
Experience the Lazy Loon breakfast. Dive into two eggs, home fried potatoes, and your choice of bacon, sausage, or ham with toast, all for under $10. Serving from 6 a.m. to noon at Lazy Loon Lodge, located on State Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Newly opened and taking room reservations soon.
Good news for all gardeners. This Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Winter Greenhouse will be open for the season with their annual bare root sale. Many varieties of ornamental trees and shrubs, fruit trees, and small fruits will be 25% off the usual potted price. Bare root stock is light, easy to plant, and guaranteed to thrive. Visit the biggest bare root sale in the area and get 25% off this Thursday through Saturday, running 8:30 to 5:30 each day at Winter Greenhouse, located 2 miles north of Winter off County W.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your do-it-best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
An isolated shower or thundershower is possible today, especially late morning through early afternoon. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a little sun poking in at times. Our high 56, the wind west becoming northeast at 10 to 20. Tonight, clear 22. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 38.
Today's Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
J&A Services Marine and Power Sports now has two locations to better serve you. With over 20 years in the trade, Bernie Services all makes and models of Power Sports and Marine out of his shop on Highway 182. Call him at 414-902-0449 for times and availability, and check out Hot Shot Secret Performance Products and Renegade Race Fuel to provide top-edge performance for your ride. selling Chilton trailers and a BMS authorized dealer handling new dirt bikes, enduros, scooters, side-by-sides on display at his new showroom located inside the Sugar Bush Bar off of Highway 182 on Sugar Bush Road in Park Falls, Wisconsin. And yes, the bar is open and is stocked with fly racing, alpine, accessories, apparel, and more. At J&A Service Marine and Power Sports, here to serve the Northwoods in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. Your Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is recruiting its 2025 class of state conservation wardens. Applications are due Tuesday, May 7th. More details when we return. But first,
unleash the power of the Onyx Hunt app this turkey season and see how it'll become one of the best tools in your turkey vest. Use color-coded public and private land ownership information, tree species, and crop layers to scout from the comfort of your home. Then hit the field using compass mode, waypoints, and multiple base maps to help pin down more gobblers this spring. Use promo code ODN20 to receive 20% off your membership at onyxmaps.com/hunt.
Welcome back. The Wisconsin DNR is accepting applications for its 2025 class of conservation wardens. The application period will run through Tuesday, May 7th. DNR wardens are credentialed law enforcement officers stationed statewide, serving both rural and urban communities. Wardens enforce laws that protect fish and wildlife, the environment, state parks and forests, and outdoor recreation enthusiasts. The DNR says it's going to hire about 10 full-time wardens for the upcoming class, who will begin training in January or April of 2025, depending on the applicant's prior law enforcement experience. Applicants must be 21 years old upon hire and already have earned or be planning to earn at least 60 college credits within their first 5 years of being hired. Potential applicants can learn more about the conservation warden career and the hiring process at the DNR's Warden Recruitment webpage. Just go to dnr.wisconsin.gov and search Warden Recruitment. If you've ever wanted to be a game warden, now is your chance. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press, and the songs you know best.
Crank it up. 98Q Country.
We drove right past that no trespassing sign. We sat on the tailgate. Cops came pulling up, and I thought, man, ain't this something? Your daddy's gonna kill me. But if I survive tonight, I wouldn't change one thing. Baby, I know it sounds crazy, but there was something. Yeah.
Country.
98Q Country. Just about 25 past 8, and we've got some clouds building in already here this morning after a little bit of sunshine. Temperatures will reach to about 55 by midday and then dropping this afternoon. Just in time for softball and baseball to take the field. Ileana's with us this morning, and she's excited about that cold weather this afternoon. Right, Ileana?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. How you doing, Ileana?
I'm doing well.
Those of you who aren't familiar, Ileana's a senior at Phillips High School, and she's joining us here on the morning show for the next few weeks or so until she loses interest, which may be sooner than that. And she's off to broadcasting or UW River Falls, right?
Yep.
In the fall. Communications, broadcasting, all kinds of stuff like that?
Yeah.
All right. Very cool. And she's also a member of the Phillips softball team. Big game against Athens today, is it?
Yes. Yep. Softball and baseball against Athens at 4:45.
Yeah. Home. Bring your sweatshirt. Bring your winter coat. Bring your snowmobile suit, maybe.
Yep,
temperatures, by the time those games wrap up, probably going to be in the mid-30s or so today. So it's going to be a cooler day. We'll get to some birthdays in just a little bit. If you've got somebody celebrating locally, 715-762-3221. And we'll check out all of our celebrity birthdays along with the local ones coming up twice an hour, news and sports. So let's do that right now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Donald Trump's criminal trial continuing in New York this morning with a hearing on whether the former president should be held in contempt for violating the court's gag order, as prosecutors allege he has done at least 10 times so far. With Trump sitting in court, President Biden is headed to Florida to campaign on the issue of abortion.
Now down in Tampa today, the president will hold his first major campaign event on the issue 1 week before the state of Florida is set to ban abortion after 6 weeks, before most women even know they are pregnant. With exceptions, of course, for rape, incest, and the life of the mother.
That's ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce. More than 100 arrests were made overnight as police dismantled a pro-Palestinian encampment on the campus of NYU. That follows days of protests there and on other college campuses. The Senate is returning to Washington today to vote on the $95 billion foreign aid package. It's already passed the House. It'll send money to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan, and will decide on the future ownership of TikTok. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers calls Donald Trump's criticisms of Megan Wolf lies and irrational. Wisconsin's top election official got increased security after recent threats. Evers says if it keeps up, he might get the state Justice Department involved. Trump and his supporters accuse Wolf of orchestrating election fraud, even though they've produced no proof. Women running for office are on high alert for political violence this year. Threats not only pose a physical risk, they're putting women candidates at a financial disadvantage.
We see women candidates and incumbents right now having to pay for security, right? Having to put in their budgets and their campaign funds and their line items, you know, for their campaigns, a security detail.
Erin Velarde is with the group Vote Run Lead. She's urging party leaders to speak out against political violence. I'm Terry Bell. Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every 98 seconds, a person is sexually assaulted in the United States. Sexual violence causes post-traumatic stress for a survivor that mirrors the effects of PTSD in combat veterans. But with the right help and support, the symptoms can be managed. Learning more can help you find the best form of care to begin the healing process. Call or text EMBRACE at 715-532-6976 for free and completely confidential support and information. Visit EmbraceWI.org or check us out on Facebook.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And the Pacers tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Game two of the playoff series tonight between the Milwaukee Bucks and Indiana Pacers at Fiserv Forum. Giannis is doubtful. How can the Bucks win without him? Chris Middleton.
Collective effort. I mean, even when he comes back, we'll have to do it as a group. But knowing that one of your main guys is out, one of the best players in the league, it's not going to be easy. So everybody has to, you know, step up to the plate, do a little bit more, but not by themselves.
Baseball, the Brewers lost to the Pirates 4-2. The Crews pitching staff dealing with injuries. Left-hander Wade Miley placed on the 15-day IL after pain in his left elbow. Doctors ordering an MRI. Jacob Junis, out with a shoulder, got hit by a baseball during batting practice, had to be taken to the hospital by ambulance for treatment. College basketball, one of the best players in UW Green Bay history, is returning to coach. The Press Gazette says that Kayla Teklog will be named the women's team's next head coach. The now 35-year-old Kayla Carius has been the women's head coach at South Dakota. With sports,
I'm Mike Clemens.
And on the local sports scene, we'll see if Ileana can translate my handwriting of last night's baseball and softball scores. This should be entertaining. Ileana, go ahead.
So for baseball, Hayward last night won 5-3 against Ashland. Medford 14-0 against Shawamigan. Winter Birchland 11-10 against New Auburn. Edgar 4, Prentice 2, and then Rib Lake 6 and Columbus Catholic 1.
All right.
And then for softball scores, we have Hayward 17 and Ashland 3. Drummond 1, 15-11 against...
Somebody.
Somebody.
See if I can translate here.
Wait, hold on. That's the third one.
See if I can do it. Drummond. Oh, Butternut Mercer.
Oh, Butternut Mercer.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm sorry. I abbreviated that. Butternut Mercer. Yep.
And then Shawamigan played 2 games against Flambeau. The first game they won 7-3, and the second game was 19-7. And I actually have a friend from Shawamigan. She told me she hit a home run last night. Apparently, 3 girls hit home runs.
Yeah, I saw the photo. Yeah, pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yep. Pretty
and cool. Then Edgar won 13-0 against Prentice. Rib Lake 9-4 against Columbus Catholic. And Merrill 6-2 Tomahawk, who had a score of 5. So 6-5 for that
All
last
right.
game.
All right. We'll have high school baseball today. Shawamigan at Prentice. Softball, actually, today. 4:45 right here.
We got Pete with us from Wheelway in Fifield. It was a wimpy winter, Pete, but still those potholes and stuff may have banged that car around a little bit. You guys got some good promotions to get that car tuned up, right?
Absolutely. Unfortunately, we didn't get enough snow to fill those potholes, but we got some great discounts right now. Anything, any service in your car, if it's over $100, you get 15% off. Make sure you call and get that coupon.
All right, as people know, just something as basic as an oil change has gotten kind of pricey, but you guys, $39.95 oil change every day, right?
You can't be. We're the lowest. We're the home of the $39.95 oil change. Plus, you get a 60-point inspection just to make sure if there's anything wrong with your car, we'll make sure we diagnose it and let you know about it.
All right, get your car in, get it ready for summertime. Pete, they can give you a call and set that appointment, right?
Absolutely. Give us a call at 762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
Wheelway's just a few miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13.
Complete Rain Gutter Services has had their mind in the gutter for over 30 years. Visit CompleteRainGutter.com for a quote.
Right, let's do some birthdays and anniversaries here. Leanna's going to handle the celebrity ones, but locally we've got Bob Anderson from Anderson's Auto Body Shop, Darren Phillips, who's celebrating today. The Coffee Clutchin' Crew wants to wish you, Bob, a very happy birthday today. I feel privileged that I get to share my birthday with Mr. Anderson, a legendary figure in the Phillips community when it comes to auto repair and stuff. So Bob, happy birthday. Him and I get to share our birthdays today. And as I get older, I'll just prepare you for the future, Leon, okay? All right, here we go. Here we go. So Sunday, I decide I'm going to do some outside work, and I did way too much. It involved 50-pound bags of mulches, like 5 50-pound bags of mulch. And, oh, boy. Oh, here they come. All right. Go ahead. I want to hear it. I want to hear it. Go ahead. One, two, three, four.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
And Bob Anderson.
Happy birthday, dear Joel.
And Bob Anderson.
Happy birthday to you.
And Urban Mollock, too. Hello. Thank you. Thank you. Very nice. Very nice rendition. So I decided to do all that outdoor work on Sunday, and then Monday I wake up and it literally just had to like roll out of bed. Just my back hurts so bad. And then throughout the day on Monday, I decided I was going to chip a front tooth right here. There you go.
Oh, no.
So I get to go to the dentist on Thursday. So that's the birthday week of a 58-year-old man. That's pretty good. But I'm still upright, still moving, so I'll be thankful for that. So Urban Mollock is celebrating a birthday today. Urban, happy birthday to you from, let's see, from your friends and family. They want to wish you a happy day today. All right, so Bob, Urban, myself, who do we get to share our birthdays with today, Ileana?
All right, you got a pretty long list here.
Okay.
I'll go through them. So
all right.
First is Dev Patel, 34 today, British actor. Matthew Underwood, also an actor. He was on some younger TV shows I watched as a kid. One specifically, Zoey 101. I used to watch it as a kid.
Zoey, yeah. Okay.
Jamie King is 45 today, actress and model. And John Cena, the WWE wrestler.
Oh, yeah, legendary.
47 today.
Oh, legendary yeah. wrestler. He's still wrestling, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John Oliver is 47 today, TV host. Last Week Tonight with John Oliver.
All right.
Tim Womack, 56 today. He was in the band Sons of the Desert.
Okay.
George Lopez is 63 today. George Lopez show.
Comedian, yeah.
Yep. Valerie Bertinelli.
Valerie Bertinelli, yeah.
Yeah, 64 today.
She was married to Van Halen, I think. Oh, and yep. Then she was an actress and a model, too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All that stuff.
Yep. Jan Hooks, actress. Doesn't say how old she is.
Saturday Night Live, I think. Yeah.
Yep. Oh, she passed away. Okay, that's why I didn't say.
Okay. All right. All right.
Michael Moore, 70 today. Academy Award-winning documentary filmmaker.
Yeah, he did a lot of controversial films. They escape my mind right now, but yeah, yep. Very talented guy.
Joyce DeWitt, 75 today, actress. Roy Orbison, American singer, songwriter, and guitarist. Ooh,
Roy Orbison, yeah, one of my favorites, yeah. All right.
And then you got
Pretty
Shirley.
Woman. Pretty Woman, the old classic song,
oh,
Pretty
yeah.
Woman.
Okay, that's why I recognize
kind of a high-pitched falsetto yep. voice, okay. Roy Orbison, yeah. All right.
Shirley Temple Black.
Oh.
Birthday today.
Okay.
Vladimir Nabokov, sure. Russian-born American novelist.
Sure.
And then William Shakespeare.
Oh, it's William Shakespeare Day today.
Yeah.
We wisheth me a happy birthday. you ever read Shakespeare? You have to ever do that?
Yeah,
for,
we did it last year in English, and it's okay. It's just, you know, English is so fun.
I did a little bit in high school, and then in college I had a class where we had to read like a couple hundred pages a day, and I just absolutely despised it wasn't me. I have problems translating regular books,
yeah,
let alone the Shakespeare stuff, but yeah. So today is National Talk Like Your Shakespeare Day today too, since it was his birthday. All right, happy birthday anniversary to everyone else. If this is your special day today at 8:36, Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Are you looking to build a durable, long-lasting space to house equipment for farm or recreation? Post-frame construction is a practical, cost-effective solution, perfect for your storage needs, big and small. Based here in Stanley, Wisconsin, Hickswood post-frame kits are made of high-quality steel and built to last. And you'll love the knowledgeable service and support our team provides. That's the Hickswood difference. Start planning your project today. Go to Hickswood.com or call 715-644-0765.
Buying a home can be one of the most exciting experiences in your life with the help of a trusted RE/MAX New Horizons Realty professional to guide you. See your local RE/MAX agent in Phillips today so you can move into your new home tomorrow. RE/MAX New Horizons Realty. Wes and Jody Delasky, they are proud Logger United sponsors.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Posters, flyers, signs, and menus for less? Think Staples. Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. Now at Staples, save $50 on your print purchase of $150 or more. Same-day service available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. And all backed by Staples' Print Perfect Guarantee. So it's done right, or it's printed again, free. Staples, your local print and marketing expert. N61, visit staples.com/print for details.
Your gas light's on. We need to fill up.
Gas around here is too expensive.
Don't drive all over searching for the lowest prices. Just download the free Upside app and get cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. I've already made around $200.
You can make that kind of cash back just for buying gas? I'm stopping now to download Upside and fill up my tank. Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or e-gift card. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon cash back on your first fill up. That's promo code RADIO.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
This
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
An isolated shower or thundershower is possible today, especially late morning through early afternoon. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a little sun poking in at times. Our high 56, the wind west to becoming northeast at 10 to 20. Tonight, clear 22. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high of 55. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
Today's hottest country.
The biggest stars in country music.
Hi, this is Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98Q Country.
Yeah, I'm supposed to mow the grass today. I'm supposed to fix the fence. But when the sun beating down on me, it's hard to make it make sense. Half of me wants a cold beer. Yeah, that's a cold hard truth. And when the refrigerator stops full of them, tell me what's they born to do. I ain't even trying to fight. It's already been decided. The sky and the mountains are blue. Half of me wants a cold beer.
Yesterday's classics, 98Q Country.
Love how you close your eyes when I pull you in closer. The night's moving fast, but we ain't taking it slow. Harder than a drink does. You got
SNL Dean there at 98Q at 8:46. A little bit of sunshine, but I tell you, temperature is going to warm to 55 by lunchtime, and then they're going to drop. And by supper time, 6 or 7, is probably going to be 38, 39 or so. One of those days where the temperature is going to drop, but get out there late morning if you can. Go for a little walk out there. We're going to take a little stroll down to Pioneer Financial Consultants, and we've got Mr. Matthew Krieger with us to chat with us today about our money. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Joel. How are you?
We're doing fabulous. We're doing good. Thank you.
Good. Well, yeah. Well, first of all, happy birthday.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah, 2 weeks in a row with a birthday on the air.
Yeah.
Seems probably not as good this week. But.
Exactly. Just when you get older like me, Matt, you're just happy you made it another day.
Absolutely. I know Rick and Patty wanted me to wish you a happy birthday as well. I was talking to them on the way up today. So
appreciate that. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. I was talking earlier. I did some outdoor work on Sunday, and I am feeling every bit of my 58 years today in the back and shoulders and stuff like that. So good to be alive, though. So let's talk a little bit about retirement. We got a Secure Net 2.0 Act. Apparently, that's going to affect some retirement stuff in the coming year, right?
Yeah, that's correct. And the Secure Act was actually passed back in 2019. But then the Secure Act 2.0 was passed in December of 2022. And that act made wide-ranging changes to the U.S. tax laws in relation to retirement savings. And some provisions were effective right away in 2023, but others did not take effect until 2024. And what I wanted to talk about today were some of those important changes that are now taking effect in 2024.
All right. We always got to pay attention because the government likes to update this stuff just to keep us on our toes, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And things that hopefully that we can take advantage of.
Yeah. All right. Let's dig into some of the changes, man.
Yeah. So the first is matching student loan payments. So employees who make student loan repayments may receive matching employer contributions to a workplace retirement plan as if the repayments were employee contributions to the plan. This applies to 401ks, 403bs, and government 457 plans, as well as simple IRAs. Know that employers are not required to make matching contributions in any situation, but this provision allows them to offer student loan repayment matching as an additional benefit to help address the fact that people that are paying off student loans may struggle to save for retirement. You know, so I think that a good example of that is, you know, someone maybe who's just, you know, starting in the workforce and maybe their money's tight and they have to, you know, obviously repay those student loans, they're still able to get that employee match if the employer then, you know, offers that as a benefit. So they can at least be doing both, saving for retirement, but also paying off those student loans.
Good. All right.
Then there are new early withdrawal exceptions. Withdrawals before age 59 and a half from tax-deferred accounts such as IRAs and 401ks may be subject to a 10% early distribution penalty on top of ordinary income tax. There's a long list of exceptions to this penalty, but there also includes two new ones for 2024. The first is for emergency expenses. This allows one penalty fee distribution of up to $1,000 allowed in a calendar year for personal or family emergency expenses. No further emergency distributions are allowed during the three-year period unless funds are repaid, or new contributions are made that are at least equal to the withdrawal. The second exception is domestic abuse. A penalty-free withdrawal equal to the lesser of $10,000 or 50% of the account value is allowed for an account holder who certifies that he or she has been the victim of domestic abuse during the preceding 1 year. So both of these are exceptions that have been added to the long list of exceptions for that 10% early penalty.
All right. So they allow you a little bit there for that emergency, but other than that, they don't like you taking that too early because people are too tempted, right? That's meant for retirement, right?
Right. Yep. Exactly. And that's why that 10% penalty is there, but there certainly needs to be exceptions and those two are added.
Sure. Okay.
So, and then they're also have added emergency savings accounts. Employers can create an emergency savings account linked to a workplace retirement plan for non-highly compensated employees. Employee contributions are after tax and can be no more than 3% of salary up to an account cap of $2,500. Of course, that could be lower, but that would be set by the employer. Employers can match contributions up to the cap, but any matching funds go into the employee's workplace retirement account. So very similar to that student loan, the employer matching funds would go straight to retirement accounts. Just they want to create or a way for people to create that emergency savings account.
Okay.
And then there was also clarification for RMD ages. The SECURE Act 2.0 raised the initial age for required minimum distributions from traditional IRAs and most workplace retirement plans from 72 to 73 beginning in 2023 and 75 beginning in 2033. However, the language of the law was a little confusing. Congress has since clarified that age 73 initial RMDs applies to those people born from 1951 to 1959, and the age 75 applies to those born in 1960 or later. So there's kind of a staggered RMD age there. With those birth years.
All right. So if you're born 60 or later, then the RMD is at 70, required minimum distribution is now 75. Is that right?
Correct. Yep. That okay. is correct.
All right.
Is correct.
It's interesting. Usually they want your money earlier. That's what they moved it back. But people are living a little longer too, I think.
That's exactly what I was going to say. People are living longer. So they're, you know, at least generally speaking, and they're increasing that RMD age, or they're making that a little bit later.
Okay. All right.
And then the next one also has to do with RMDs, and there are no more RMDs from Roth workplace accounts. Under previous law, RMDs did not apply to original owners of Roth IRAs, but they were required from designated Roth accounts in workplace retirement plans, which would be like from a Roth 401k, things like that. But this requirement is eliminated beginning in 2024. And then another change that was made was for 529 plans and transfers from a 529 college savings account to a Roth IRA. This is a pretty cool change that was made that can certainly be applicable for people. Beneficiaries of 529 college savings accounts are sometimes stuck with excess funds that they did not use for a qualified educational expense. But beginning in 2024, a beneficiary can execute a direct trustee-to-trustee transfer from any 529 account in the beneficiary's name to a Roth IRA. This is up to the lifetime limit of $35,000. The 529 account must have been open for more than 15 years, and these transfers are subject to Roth IRA annual contribution limits. So what that means, it would require multiple transfers you know, to use the $35,000 limit. Okay. This is, you know, something where, you know, Joel, if, let's say your grandparents opened up a 529 plan for you, and because you got so many scholarships and things like that, you didn't have to use all those funds, right? And because of that, those 529 funds, you couldn't really use anymore for, you're kind of stuck with them, as I mentioned earlier.
Sure, sure.
And so now you're able to, as long as you meet that 15-year rule, you can roll, you know, up to that $35,000 lifetime limit into a Roth IRA. So it can still be used for the beneficiary it was originally that was named on the 529 plan.
Yeah, and without restrictions on there, too. So the Roth, you can do whatever you want with that then. Yeah.
Right. Yep. Right. Yep, absolutely. So it's kind of a cool little feature that was added. As well for those people that have 529 plans.
Nice. All right.
Yeah. And then the last one was increased limits for simple plans. Employers with simple IRA or simple 401k plans can now make additional non-elective contributions up to the lesser of $5,000 or 10% 10% of an employee's compensation, provided the contributions are made to each eligible employee in a uniform manner. The limits for the elective deferrals and catch-up contributions, which are $16,000 and $3,500 respectively in 2024, may be increased an additional 10% for a plan offered by an employer with no more than 25 employees. An employer with 26 to 100 employees may allow higher limits as long as it provides either a 4% match or a 3% non-elective contribution.
All right. Lots of good information. We got Ileana here, our intern from the Phillips High School. You learned something, Ileana?
Yeah.
Okay, good. She's listening very, very intently. This will all mean something to you someday. Believe me.
Yeah, I believe it.
Absolutely. Well, some good information to have, Matt. And folks have any questions at all, they can always reach out to you and sit down, free initial consultation, and kind of lay things out. And maybe that retirement plan is something that somebody has, but they just really aren't sure what's going to happen when they retire. They can give you a call and sit down for a free initial consultation, right?
Yep, absolutely. That is exactly what we're here for, and creating that plan going forward for people, whether retirement's less than a year away or months away or years away.
Or you're a senior in high school. There you go.
Or you're a senior in high school. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, you betcha. Pioneer Dash. Check them out on the website, pioneer-financial.net, locations in Phillips, Medford, and Hawkins. And how can they get a hold of you there, Matt?
Yep, our phone number is 715-748-3231. Our website there also has a spot that you can enter your information and send us a message. That's just another way to contact us.
All right, pioneer-financial.net, a good way to get a hold of or really take control of your retirement and funds and do it locally here, face-to-face with someone across the table, not over the phone and all that stuff. So it's a great way to control what's going on in your life retirement-wise. Matt, thank you so much. We always appreciate the information. We'll catch up with you again next week.
Awesome. Thank you, Joel.
Thank you, Matt. Matthew Krieger with Pioneer Financial Consultants. He joins us each Tuesday morning to talk about all different aspects of your money.
Pioneer Financial Consultants is located at 882 East Perkins Street, Medford, Wisconsin, 54451, 625 Ellingson Avenue, Hawkins, Wisconsin, 54530, and 297 North Lake Ave, Phillips, Wisconsin, 54555. Phone number 715-748-3231. The views expressed are not necessarily the opinion of 98Q Country and should not be construed directly or indirectly as an offer to buy or sell any securities or services mentioned herein. Investing is subject to risks, including loss of principal invested. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. No strategy can assure a profit nor protect against loss. Please note that individual situations can vary. Therefore, the information should only be relied upon when coordinated with individual professional advice. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Osaic Wealth Inc., WFS, member FINRA, SIPC. Osaic Wealth is separately owned, and other entities and or marketing names, products, or services referenced here are independent of Osaic Wealth.
Pluto TV has over 300 channels and thousands of TV shows and movies for whatever mood you're in. Just open the app and something good will already be playing, because it's curated by people who love TV as much as you do. So if you're in the mood for comedy, there's 18 channels that'll make you laugh. Looking for drama? We got so much of it, you'll cry tears of joy. Reality shows, game shows, sports, Star Trek, and even more Star Trek. No matter what mood you're in, there's something on Pluto TV. Just download the app and start streaming. Pluto TV. Stream now, pay never.
Don't pay retail for your diamond engagement ring or gift. Come to cleanorigin.com. Founded by a leading family in the diamond industry for more than a century, we're experts in lab-grown diamonds because that's all we do. Clean Origin, the only diamond jewelers who give you a 100-day, no-questions-asked return on